Did you get your flu shot? Why or why not?
I got my flu shot. I always get flu shots.
Why do you do that?
So I don't get sick.
Kind of the same. I already got mine. Like, it is a no-brainer. Like, I'd rather, especially as a college student, we're busy all the time. You can't afford to get sick. Like, you might as well get the shot and get it taken care of.
I have not gotten my flu shot. I may be a little bit afraid of needles.
Although some of these BYU-Idaho students I interviewed have gotten their flu shot, others may be wondering, why should I? An online survey by CityMD, a network of urgent care centers, found that 52% of millennials don't plan on getting the vaccine. Some of the reasons they cite are people don't trust it will keep them from getting the flu, they don't want to spend the money, or they don't think they need it because they've never gotten the flu. And this thought process is also seen by many millennials here in Rexburg.
I'm going to say we're lucky if 10% of students get a flu shot.
That's Lori Parker, a nurse practitioner at the Student Health Center at BYU-Idaho. To add to these low rates, she told me that so far it's been a pretty busy semester taking care of students sick with the flu.
Well, in the almost 13 years I've been working here, this is the most cases I've ever seen this early in the semester. And we've probably had, 30 patients a week for these last few weeks, and that's pretty high. And that's just the ones that are coming here.
Students' reasons for not getting the flu shot are legitimate. However, the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention says getting the flu shot isn't just about millennials. You see, for us, it might just mean a lousy week in bed. But sadly, to people around us, especially pregnant women, young children, and seniors, the flu could be a much bigger problem, even deadly. And Idaho's already seen its first flu-related death of the year. To add to that, the CDC says depending on the year, flu-related deaths can range from a low of about 3,000 to a high of about 49,000 people. Tom Frieden, the director of the CDC, spoke at a news conference in September and talked about the benefits of getting vaccinated.
If we could increase vaccination coverage in this country by just 5%, just 5% more, that would prevent about 800,000 illnesses and nearly 10,000 hospitalizations. Flu vaccine is one of the best buys in public health. For employers, it'll reduce your absenteeism rate. For families, it'll reduce the likelihood that you have to miss school or work. And for all of us, increasing that rate will keep us healthier and reduce healthcare costs.
Even though it has many benefits, there are still concerns about the hassle of getting the flu shot every year. That's why several groups of scientists are working toward a vaccine that could protect against flu permanently with just a single injection every 5 to 10 years. That's still a work in progress, though. For now, the CDC, as well as the BYU-Idaho Health Center, suggests getting the flu shot as early as October.
It's not too late to come in, get a flu shot, or if you can find one here in town at a pharmacy, get a flu shot, get good rest, nutrition, and stay well hydrated. And if you have the flu or flu-like symptoms, don't go to classes until you're fever-free for 24 hours.
If you're a student who would like to get a flu shot, visit the BYU-Idaho Health Center. And if you're not a student, visit your local doctor or pharmacy. For BYU-Idaho Radio, I'm Nina Janney.